Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to be talking and showing you what was identified as the hand of God in the sky. It's going to bless your heart. But first, we want to tell you something that's kind of personal to us and the journey that God had us on. And I just felt like it's time probably to share this. You know, God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it prophetically first. And when we were coming to, we were under the previous administration over our country. Things are really rough taking place. We didn't know which way it was going to go. And the things that God was revealing, if you're watching our program, there was warning after warning after warning after warning. Then mercy broke loose in October, November. And so in that, God showed very specifically that he was upset with what was being spoken from the pulpits in America. And not everybody, but he specifically said it. I mean, it's very specific things. And it's like, you know, the reason why we are this way is because we were taught this way. You know, this is how I was always taught. And, but, you know, God wanted, he wants us to just preach his word, you know, whatever God he says in his word. And so we came to a boardroom meeting and we were shifting at that particular time. God spoke to me specifically that he wanted us to be in these studios that are here. And we were in a boardroom, and in that boardroom meeting, there was a prophetic man that was there. And it was myself, it was Pat Hamilton and Chris, and it was Ian Skelly and David Mayo, of course, the manager of WHBR, and the prophet. And he began just to prophesy. I mean, he just kind of delivered this word. And the word was, God's angry with, you know, with the church for what we're saying, and it needs to be changed. And it was just in general, you know, and it's not everyone. And it's literally the podiums, what God, he was saying, the podiums. And so then he said, God was so angry, he says, take, and imagine the podiums all stacked up like this, like a pyramid. And he said, God's taken that, he's so angry, he's going to take those things and he's going to turn them upside down and just shove that entire pyramid in the ground. But the fear of God was in the boardroom.
I remember that.
It was just hit us all of a sudden, and we're like, wow, you know. And so, okay, you know, all right. Well, the next thing you know, and so I didn't want to, you know, you don't see a podium around here. but it wasn't about a podium. It was about what's being said. Yeah. And I think about Tommy Tenney, you got to find out God Chasers and what God did to the podium there. He split it in two.
I don't think about a lot of time. Steve Hill with the avalanche and the flaky teachings that were being taught.
Yeah. And, yes, and there's going to be an avalanche come down. We got that word for you. We would take more time with this, but we don't have a lot of time. Well, at that particular time, right after that word, we're thinking, okay, well, we don't have those anyway, and we're more conversationalists. Well, a minister contacts me, John. A minister contacts me and says, through someone, would you like to have my podium? Like, where did that come from? No, I don't want your podium, right? And so I'm studying one particular weekend, getting ready to teach on Sunday, and this minister brings this podium to my property line, but he didn't come on my property. And he comes to my door, and he comes and gets me, and I come and talk to him, and he's a nice guy. And I look over there and see this podium on the property. He didn't bring it on my property. He kept it
on
the
property. And you're like, wait a minute.
Well, I don't know, you know. And so I went, and I went and stood by it, and his dad had built it, and it was a nice podium. And so I said, well, let me tell you, this is what God just said. And so, and what he was saying, this is what the pastor was saying. He said, listen, I've been behind the pulpit for years, and I won more people to God and minister to more people in the workplace than I have behind this podium. And I want to get back talking to people again and winning them to the Lord. And I thought, well, that's great. I really don't want this podium. And he says, well, no, I just want to give it to you. I said, well, this is what's going to happen if you give it to me, because I don't want, you know, after what God just said to me, we need an act of repentance here. So if you give it to me, our leaders are going to be coming in from around the country. When they come in, I'm going to ask them if they're cool with it. But we're probably just going to burn it for God's sake. You know, God, we're sorry, right? And so he said, he goes, whoo, he got the back of his neck. So I feel God, right? And so he's excited. He wheels this thing on in my office, and he delivers it, you know, into my office. And I push it up by the shelf of remembrance to remember what God has said. When the leaders got together that January, I believe it was January the 14th, that I asked them, you know, because it's kind of strange, we don't do stuff like this. And I said, I just want, before God, I want to be able just to, God, just as an act of repentance, you know, we're just going to burn this thing before you and say, forgive us all for what's been said behind the pulpits. It doesn't please you. And everybody said, yes, we're going to be a part of that. And so we put it up on a fire pit, this particular pulpit. And the pastor said it was okay, even though his dad built it, after what the prophet had said. And we literally burnt it. I mean, look, you're seeing it. We literally put that podium there and said, God, forgive us for wrong teachings that it came from the pulpit. Forgive us for the things that are being said across the land that don't line up with your word. And this fire was so aggressive. It was like, oh my goodness. It was just attacking this thing. You can see it. That's actually what it was. You know, it may seem kind of odd to you, but you know, as the fear of the Lord had hit us and we're like, God, we want to do, this guy's bringing this thing right after that word and he wants to go reach people and he's not reaching people behind it. Mm-hmm. And he said he's for it. And so we did it and before the Lord. And so this thing is burning. And we're just, you know, just saying, God, forgive us. Forgive us for wrong teachings. Anybody that's teaching wrong things behind their pulpits in America, God, forgive them. Bring them to a place of change. If not, bring them out, you know, yeah, and put in people that would teach the word. And it was amazing. These firebrands, as you can see, were literally going in the air. I've never seen a fire burn so huge. I mean, they were just going up into the sky. And so we were repenting for that. And you can see it all burned down to nothing but just coals here. I think it comes down. That's the end of that right there. And I'd say that was repentance. But we didn't understand this. At the very same time that we were doing that before God on the earth, God's hand appeared in the sky before people all over the place. As a matter of fact, you're looking at this right here. This is the hand of God. They reported it as the hand of God. Fox News reported it the very same day. His hand was appearing in the sky. You know, God's a spirit, but look, and he's manifesting the presence of his hand.
I saw it in the
context of that. This is what was in the heavens while we were actually repenting for what was being said on the earth and doing that particular response. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear what this reporter had to say about it.
NASA astronomers have released an amazing deep space image that they are calling the Hand of God. The image is of the remains of a star that exploded 17,000 light years away. They say the hand's shape may be an optical illusion, but they're not sure. Do you see it? Either way, it is going viral, this picture, today.
Well, they're saying this. I mean, even the Huffington Post said, it was 2014. It wasn't the 14th. It's January the 9th, 2014. We have sources for you where Fox News talked about it. Everybody's talking. They're seeing the hand of God appear. Well, we're sitting here repenting and burning this podium thing, which is kind of strange, just before God. And his hand is appearing in as a sign, as a huge sign. It makes you think about this. When you read the prophetic prophets and what they're doing and their prophetic acts, what was happening in the heavenlies? How was God responding? Because when Jesus was born, you had a huge star appear, right? And angels appeared and things began to happen in the heavenlies. When you see, you know, prophets that had to lay on their side and prophesy and eat things you wouldn't want to eat and these do these different things. Things were happening in the heavens at the same time because God is everywhere at the same time. God is a spirit. He's all knowing. He's all present. And at any moment, he can make himself known. He can make himself known. At that moment, the hand of God appeared. At the same time, literally looked like embers coming from the fire. When you think about that, if you look at the picture, and it's just amazing what God did. And it looks like, you know, God had mercy on America, that he didn't turn us over. But God is dealing with those who are just preaching their own thing. You know, being a minister is not a thing or an occupation. For example, ABC News were interviewing a particular man who had a job who called himself a pastor but said he was an atheist. And he said, I could not find a better occupation. I can't find another occupation. This is the only occupation I have. It's like, you don't belong there as an atheist.
That's
it's over a quote mega gathering there. And so listen, God is in this. I know that seemed kind of, you know, maybe strange, but that really happened. That actually happened. It happened on January the 9th, 2014. And it's something that we held close that we just wanted to share with you. And your acts of obedience, although they may not be seen by others here on earth, that's a sign to show you that God sees everything, and sometimes he'll make it known to the whole earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.